Part 2. A Red Indian Afternoon. The words to be introduced before listening. To threaten, угрожать. Cautiously, осторожно. Tiresome, надоедливый. A tummy, живот. To be horrified, быть в ужасе, ужаснуться. A hatchet, топор, большой нож, тесак. To tie, привязывать. To be aimed at, быть нацеленным на. Amazed, изумленный. To crawl, ползти.
At 2:30, the Secret Seven Society arrived by ones and twos. Jack arrived first, wearing his badge again. He had caught Susie and taken it from her. I'll come and bang at the door again and shout the password, threatened Susie. That won't be any good, said Jack. We've got a new one. Everyone said the new password cautiously, just in case that tiresome Susie was anywhere about. Indians. Indians. The password was whispered time after time till all seven were gathered together. Everyone had brought Red Indian suits and headdresses. Soon they were all dressing, except Colin, who hadn't one. Now off we go to Little Thicket, said Peter. He had a most terrifying-looking hatchet. Fortunately, it was only made of wood. I'll take Janet and Jack for my two men, and George can have Barbara and Pam. Colin's to be the one we both try to stalk and capture. No tying me to trees and shooting off arrows at me, said Colin firmly. That's fun for you, but not for me. See? They had all painted their faces, except Colin. Jack had a rubber knife which he kept pretending to get into Scamper. They really did look a very terrifying-looking collection of Indians indeed. They went to Little Thicket, which was about 1/2 mile away, across the fields. It lay beside a big house called Milton Manor, which had big walls all round it. Now, what we'll do is to start out at opposite ends of Little Thicket, said Peter. My three can take this end, and your three can take the other end, George. Colin can go to the middle. We'll all shut our eyes and count 100, and then we'll begin to hunt for Colin and stalk him. And if I spot any of you and call your name, you have to get up and show yourselves, said Colin. You'll be out of the game then. And if any one of us manages to get right up to you and touch you, then you're his prisoner, said Peter. Little Thicket is just the right kind of place for this. It certainly was. It was a mixture of tall grass and bushes and trees, big and small. There were plenty of places to hide, and anyone could stalk a person from one end of the thicket to the other without being seen, if he crawled carefully along on his tummy. The two parties separated and went to each end of Little Thicket. There was a high fence on one side, and on the other the walls of Milton Manor rose strong and high. If Colin could manage to get out of either end of Little Thicket uncaptured, he would be clever. He went to stand in the middle, waiting for the others to count their 100 with their eyes shut. As soon as Peter waved a handkerchief to show that the counting had begun, Colin ran to a tree. He climbed quickly up into the thick branches and set himself there. He smiled. They can stalk me all they like from one end of the thicket to the other, but they won't find me, he thought. And when they're all tired of looking and give up, I'll get down and come up to them. The counting was up, Six red Indians began to move silently through the bushes and long grass. Colin could see where some of them were, and then something very surprising caught his eye. He looked over to the high wall that surrounded the grounds of Milton Manor and saw that somebody was climbing over the wall. It was a man. While Colin was looking, the man jumped down and disappeared. Colin heard the noise of his steps. Then everything was still. Colin couldn't see him at all. He was most surprised. What was the man doing there? Colin couldn't for the life of him think what was best to do. He couldn't start shouting to the others from the tree. Then he suddenly saw that Peter, or one of the others, was very near the place where the man had gone to ground. It was Peter. He had thought he had heard somebody not far from him, and he felt sure it was Colin. So he went in that direction too. Ah, he was sure there was somebody hiding in the middle of that bush. It must be Colin. But it wasn't Colin. To his great surprise, Peter saw a man there. As for the man, he was horrified. He suddenly saw a dreadful painted face looking at him through the bush and saw what he thought was a real hatchet aimed at him. He had no idea it was only made of wood. He got up at once and ran away, and for a moment Peter was so amazed that he didn't even follow.